Hello guys, it's day 10 of Diary of a Single Lady. Guys, I'm currently in my kitchen frying pancake for my mom and I'm putting on my dad's shirt. Guys, you know how I feel right now. I feel like I'm in my boyfriend's house. Then I'm doing something, definitely not cooking because I'm not going to cook for any man before I get married. So definitely probably doing something else and I'm putting on his shirt. Oh, I feel so feely. I don't know how I'm feeling. Guys, I suddenly remembered something. I remembered a few weeks ago, my ex-boyfriend invited me over for a particular program that his sister was hosting in our church. He said it was a time out with something with Christ, something like that. And I told my mom about it as the good daughter that I am. I told her that I was going to be going out. And she was like, it's fine. But the next morning when I was going, I told her, she was like, so till when? I told her, maybe the next day now, since it's a vigil. So I'm definitely going to be coming back the next morning. And he was like, no, you cannot go. Why will you be coming back the next morning? You know, I don't want stuff like that. I would not let you do that. And I tried calling my ex-boyfriend to explain things to him. While I was still explaining, my mom was shouting from where she was, she's not going, leave my daughter alone. Ha. I had to hang up. Then later, I called my ex-boyfriend and I was like, okay, you know what? Let's just do it this way. Send the number of the person hosting this program to me. Send me the flyer of this program. So my mommy can see that it's actually a program and it's not me trying to leave home to go to a man's house. And then he did all that and he told me, just call me to let me know what's up. I think my mom seized my phone actually after that. Mom said, I'm not going and I'm not communicating with him again. Guys, do you know that when it was around 9 in the evening, my mom came to meet me and told me something. She said, you were going for a program that this person invited you to. He told you to call him, like to hear if your mom has agreed or like when you're leaving home or something, just call him. Imagine I've actually allowed you to go and you've gone and you were kidnapped on the way and you just needed somebody to put a call through to you, probably because you don't have card or something. And I'm not calling because I know that you went out to meet someone, so the person is definitely going to take care of you. How would you have survived it? Like, guys, this guy did not call me to even hear from me if I'm still coming or anything. He didn't call me that day. He did not call me the next day. He did not call me the next 2 days. He didn't call me for about after 3 weeks. Then he called me after 3 weeks. Hello, what's up? How are you doing? So you didn't even try to hear from me. And I'm like, are you mad? You called me for a program and I told you I'm not going to come. Like, I told you what was going on. And then you could not even call me to hear how the whole thing went, or at least you didn't hear from me. So you like try to call me to hear within the sub a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You did not call, nothing. I don't know, guys, what do you think? Should I have called him? I mean, what do you think should have actually happened? Because till date, I really don't know who was wrong and who is actually right. Guys, what do you think I should have done? Was that the right like decision to make? I'm not more talking to him, Shao. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.